Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Budgets, nothing but budgets, nothing but... Earlier in the week, I was having a discussion with Oscar Santana regarding the budget that my wife has me on now.
Right.
And the belt tightening that we've been doing down here.
I was concerned.
Okay. Yeah, he was, is everything all right? Because I've been talking about it a lot. Well, I'm talking about it a lot because it's really gotten real and it's gotten serious and we're actually taking little tiny measures to belt tighten and do things that really for years and years I've always kind of just done automatically.
Right.
And the very least, the very newest one, not the very least of them, the very newest one,
the most
is
recent,
happening today. Now, normally I will come in a grungy state with the hat and looking like I'm looking right now because, you know, I'm just behind and I
right.
don't get to it. Today it is by design because at the conclusion of the broadcast, it's car washing day. In the O'Mara household, yes.
Mm. Oh!
We have determined that the $26 to $28 that some
what?
Of the car washes down here are
yeah.
charging for us to, you know, to really run something through a machine for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
$19 would be the very lowest.
Have you found
if
that
you
the magic...
go through and get the exterior.
Mike, do you know what what I pay for a car wash?
What?
What do you pay for a car?
$5.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get it? The gas station?
No, touchless gas station rolls right through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't like those, to be honest with you.
You don't like those?
Rather,
why?
No. I don't like the grimy, cheapo car washes because you pay the $5 and the quality of car wash you get is the equivalent of just throwing your money away. If you've got surface dirt, like you've been out on a road trip
these
or you've been
jets,
off-roading.
Though, man, they get it right clean.
So
good.
You're satisfied with this particular
and the reason why
$5 car
I do
wash?
It because I'm a car snob, and if you
right.
take it through a regular car wash, the brushes and the big sponges, all of them, they create swirls on your
they
paint.
They mark on the car.
They do.
That's
they
why I go touchless,
yeah.
baby.
You got to go touchless.
Well, that either.
You know, I got one yeah. car that's relatively new, and I got another car that's got about 78,000 miles mm-hmm. on it, and I'm sitting there and just
in 20 years, you could sell that to Ashley.
I could be very excited about that. The thing about this car is that I did it the first time, and I dig it. It takes 2 seconds, and
good
I like
exercise.
It. And it's good exercise.
You get your T-shirt wet, and the ladies start looking
yeah.
at you. Yeah.
It's like
and
a
it's
white
great.
Snake
Carl
commercial.
And I have a little drill. This is for
video.
The real old, the much older listeners in our audience. This little drill we have, I just stand off to the side, put the soap on the car, and then Carla scrubs it down, and I sit over in the lawn going, Lucy. Oh, ain't nothing like Lucy. Anyway.
Mike, do you find, I find a budget almost calming, knowing where everything is.
Let me give you that. It is fun. It
right?
actually is. Yeah. And it's not that I was wildly throwing money away. It's just that we are... aware of, you know, we have taken an inventory of all the little things that mm-hmm. That are so completely unnecessary. It makes life fun. It makes life more fun when you do that. And when you add up down here the amount of people that go through these ridiculously overpriced car washes, and you don't get
and
that
it's all
great
about
a car
the,
wash.
It's all about the add-ons and the upcharge.
Oh,
that's
always.
Where they
it's
get
always,
you.
Yeah, where the undercarriage.
Phoenix
super,
was like that.
We have one
car spa.
We have one place
BS.
That is such a clip joint in downtown Leesburg. It's set up like a train station. That's
right.
their theme. I think it's called
Choo Choo.
Yeah,
Choo Choo rip off
I've,
for you.
I've been to that car wash.
I think it's called the Wash Station.
Yeah, yeah, but no, that car wash is worth every dollar. You know
it's
why?
It's a great car wash.
It's like the Disney World of car washes.
But the problem is,
clean.
Is by the time you get out, I think it's called the Wash Station.
You live there, man. I've been there once.
All right, well, good for you. I'm really pleased that you came to our town.
Well, you're looking at me like I know what it's called.
Well, you said you'd been there.
Once.
All right. Jesus Christ.
The Wash Station. Now,
I believe it's called the Wash Station.
Come on,
and it is Disneyland because they have the moving conveyor belts where they're doing all this stuff.
The
but good luck.
Why am I getting a call? Why
I've
am I getting a call
to.
From Optimal Network? What does that mean, Pony?
We probably
no
got on some
somebody's
sort of call list now.
Maybe we right, should pick it up.
Would you like some Comcast business class? We already have some, a-hole. Goodbye.
I got to minimize this. A lot of stuff up. Let me. Are the phones up?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe
call?
It's a big car wash.
Yeah. Could be. Big soap.
Hello.
Family Dollar Car Wax.
Hilarious. I love our listeners.
Hi, how are you? How are you, Pat?
Murphy Oil Soap.
Pat, it's good to hear from you. We're doing a little radio show today, our Friday Fest, Fun Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show. What's new, Pat? What? Well, I think you're telling me what's new.
Sure.
Is there anything? What else is new?
Family Gourmet Raisin Bran.
Family Gourmet Raisin Bran.
He's really got the real product. Oh,
we're having a Pat Neely off right here. Rob might be having a Pat Neely off with you, caller. Let's see how long this lasts. Go ahead.
Family Gourmet Almonds.
Family Gourmet Almonds.
Blade Air Freshener.
Damn it, Rob. Look at, I got 2 pages. Hold on.
Two pages.
Rob's going to try to find
Family Dollar Snowy Pine Air Freshener.
Snowy
Pine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Advantage Spiewak on that one. Go ahead, caller.
Windex Glass Cleaner.
Windex Glass Cleaner.
I will end this when it should be ended. You're next year, Rob, caller. Go ahead.
Family Gourmet Whole Kernel Corn.
Family Gourmet Whole Kernel Corn.
He's got him. This is dies in his crib if he doesn't have the detail. Well, I'm not ending it. Okay, see how long we can last. Go ahead. I feel like we might be getting to the finish line.
Holiday Gift Bag.
It's a holiday gift bag.
This is great. Oh, my God. Okay. It's on you again, caller.
Kingsford Charcoal Lighter.
Kingsford Charcoal Lighter.
Nice.
Wow.
This is a blast. We did not set this up.
This is not a setup. You're up, caller.
Family Gourmet Jalapeno Slices.
Family Gourmet Jalapeno Slices.
Oh, man. And if you really wanted to nail it, the caller should have said jalapeno.
Jalapeno, yeah. There's
jalapeno
no tilde.
Not done the nya. Okay, you're up, caller.
Ladies, Spee Stick.
Yes!
Hold on.
Yes!
Hold on. Give me a sec.
Speed Stick.
Remember, it's
Ladies Speed Stick Deodorant.
And no one pronounced the D. All right. Speed Stick. Yes, caller.
Family Dollar AA Batteries.
Oh, wait, okay. We got it.
Family Dollar AA Batteries.
And actually, we can add a layer to the game. I could actually ask the caller a question if that's cool.
Okay, go right ahead.
Caller?
What's in the bag, my brother?
Crest Kids Sparkle Toothpaste.
Crest Kids Sparkle Toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
Oh, my God. Rob, do you want to take
it? Yeah, caller?
What's in the bag, my brother?
Pony playset.
A pony playset.
What?
How does he know your whole soundboard? He just
Something just occurred to me. I posted a picture of it on Instagram.
He's reading right off of your board.
But the weird thing is that he's using both boards, and I only posted one picture.
That's
so
awesome.
I don't know how he's doing it, but this caller is a winner.
All right, last one, caller. Make it a good one.
Family Wellness Dental Floss.
Rob,
give me a sec. Okay,
Family Wellness Dental Floss.
Ladies and gentlemen,
well done.
That is a 10. That is a 10.
That was hilarious.
We will give you the last word. You can identify or move on and call at a later time, whichever you prefer.
Family Gourmet Mac Cheese Spirals.
Family Gourmet Mac and Cheese Spirals.
There he goes. That deserves it.
Thank you so much.
Fun with Pat Neely.
Speaking of a budget, family with gourmet.
Hey, that is absolutely
new episode
incredible.
Drops tomorrow on the CW, I believe. So don't miss it.
Are you still mining for these with every episode that comes up?
I watch every week, and if there's a good product, it finds its way, yes.
Oh, that's
there was a great thread yesterday. Great, my father posted a picture of Pat and the satanic assistant, Marianne, the associate, and someone brought up a point and said, why does she always touch the contestants?
And she does have that goth look.
Yeah, she really does. Like, if she wasn't in the Family Gourmet red associate shirt, she would look, I would expect her to wear like some sort of drippy
dominatrix
witch
outfit or
a drippy witch costume. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, keep them coming. We got the greatest listeners in the world.
We do.
That is a wonderful Friday show. I can't improve on that, and therefore I'm going to take my medicine and start the show right effing now. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Greg, what is the worst fraternity on this campus?
Well, that would be hard to say, sir. They're each outstanding in their own way.
Cut the horse, son. I got their disciplinary files right here. Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet?
Delta.
Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner?
Delta.
Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear.
Delta.
Every spring, the toilets explode.
Delta House.
You're talking about Delta, sir.
Of course I'm talking about Delta, you twerp!
Twerp.
This year it's going to be different. This year, we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
Could watch it right
What do you
now.
Intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Then, as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation, sir?
There is a little-known codicil in the Faber College Constitution.
Thank you, Rob.
Which gives the dean unlimited power to preserve order in time of campus emergency. Find me a way to revoke Delta's charter. You live next door.
Get Niedermeyer on.
Put Niedermeyer on it. He's a sneaky little shit, just like you, right?
That's right, Marmalade.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Millennials, that film is called Animal House.
Mm, yes.
It was about a fraternity on a college, and it came out when I was in college. And it shaped me as a human being. That's why I am so broken today. Thank you.
Mike, that foot is you.
That is me. I mean, I swear we all wanted to be. I swear to God. Saw a bunch of the guys this past year. We all wanted to be Delta House.
Yeah.
And by the way, at American University, the McDowell Terrace succeeded. And we were the only dorm on campus that did. I swear to God. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE, just like that wonderful Pat Neely call, and 888-920-6673. That's the real number. MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air. Now, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, brought to you by Sleep Number.
Yay!
Spring is in the air, and you know what that means. Cleaning time. So, when was the last time you replaced pillow time? Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm,
your pillows.
True.
Or your mattress. Wake up refreshed with a mattress that helps you sleep your best. The Sleep Number mattress adjusts to your ideal firmness or softness, and a queen starts at only $899.99. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. And when I talk about the Sleep Number, I'm always trying to say, what do I love about it so much? There's a word that usually you hear in automobile advertising called reliability.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reliability factor to this product that it's always there. It never gets banged up. It's always consistent. I love it. It's been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Find out why. I swear to you, you will know why. Mm-hmm. Because once you get it, you love it, and you never look back. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my sleep IQ... I didn't write it down. I'm going to go with 95. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
I feel great. Come in now and save on clearance beds and bedding as Sleep Number makes room for their new innovations. Right now, save $500 to $1,000 in select beds, plus up to 40% off clearance pillows. You will only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 and be sure to fill out whatever form or tell whoever you need to that Mike O'Mara sent you, because when that happens, we get credit, and that's why the good people at Sleep Number have been with us over the years, because you people do that. Get one this weekend.
Oh,
this is bed shopping time.
It is. I got a great direct message on Facebook from a lady. She bought a mattress from Sleep Number. There was no cards. They were out of cards.
No cards.
And she actually
There
were no cards to be had.
Are you sliding back into the farm?
Yes.
I worry about your grammatical errors.
Mike,
I think
there are many other things to concern yourself with.
It's symptomatic of how you're sliding in the rest of your life. Mm. I think it's like the grammatical error. You were, correct me if I'm wrong, you were magna cum laude at VCU, were you not?
Yeah, that doesn't count. It's like 13th grade.
Okay, just checking. Go ahead. What were you saying, though?
There were no more cards, and this lovely lady actually followed her salesperson to the computer, watched him scroll through the system, and made sure he ticked off podcast TMOS.
Nice!
So that's the way to do it. Be vigilant.
Yeah, because, look, I love the people. As a matter of fact, down here in Florida and where I was back in Virginia, the Sleep Number folks that I've dealt with have been phenomenal. But, you always want to make double sure that they are getting us the credit. We're a tiny little engine here.
Yes.
So if we sell we sell one bed on a weekend, that's a big deal. Let us know about it. We'd like to give you the credit. Oscar Santana with your hacking, what is it?
Yes, apologize. If you buy something, say something.
That's our new motto.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you buy something, say something.
Yes.
I love that motto. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. We could actually put that up on the website.
When
you buy something, say something.
Put that, put that on the Amazon banner. When you buy something, say something.
Put that on the highway as well.
I wanted to say this at the front of the show. Happy birthday, Mario. My mom's birthday coming up tomorrow. I'm sorry, April 22nd. So it's 2 days. Sunday she will be celebrating a birthday, and it'll be her 96th. It would have been her 96th birthday. So, it's just I've been wondering why I go in that direction periodically. Anybody that's lost anybody, you have those moments, and they sneak up on you.
Yep.
And it catches you, and it's still
22nd is tomorrow. So tomorrow
the 22nd
would be
is
birthday.
Tomorrow. Saturday.
Saturday were her birthday.
Yes, today is the, I wrote it down, the 21st today. I should know that.
Today's Friday.
I will tell you that with me, it's just what I miss the most are anything significant. We sold out New Orleans. Mom would have gotten the first call. She would have been the one that I would have told about that right up until I think that if I can impart any wisdom at my advanced age, I will tell you that the most significant thing, if you have a great relationship with a parent, is sharing accomplishments and sharing important milestones in your life. It's the sharing factor. And by the way, if you're somebody who is lonely, that's probably the worst thing about being alone, is that you don't share.
Yep.
It's all about sharing, because something, an individual
Pony
accomplishment.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah,
that's right. If you see something, say something.
That is so cruel, Oscar.
Well, Diego
that
has
is so
friends.
Cruel.
I was thinking it.
Yeah, well, Diego has pot friends.
Yeah.
Pot friends, yeah. Oh, God, don't get me started yesterday with the pot thing.
Mike, speaking of parents, I'm going to one of my mom's friends is being sworn in as a district judge in Washington, D.C.
Oh,
and
I
love
that.
Going with my mom as her date. And
oh,
she called me no less than 10 times in the last 24 hours saying, wear a suit. Wear a suit. Wear a suit. I said, Mom, I'm not 12.
How old is this friend? How old is this friend?
Much younger. She's, I think, turning 42.
42?
This year,
that's awesome. Yeah. That's fantastic. Can you give the? Do you know the name of the judge by any chance?
Oh, I was told not to say anything on my on my internet show for my mom.
That's so. That is
no names.
Internet show. That is so very cool. That is I love that when someone comes into this country. And is this somebody who's from another land?
Yes,
An immigrant becoming a judge.
That's cool.
My grandfather was an immigrant who became a judge, or was he? I think my grandfather was...
We're all immigrants, really, Mike.
My paternal grandfather was, I believe, first generation. I think he was first generation over here. His grandparents immigrated.
Okay.
But the way the story goes, and I have no evidence to refute it, is that my grandfather was the first Irish Catholic judge in the state of Connecticut.
Whoa.
No kidding.
Judge Edward O'Mara was...
That's cool.
And, I never knew him. I never saw him. My father lost him at 13, 14 years old. And, big guy. He had the O'Mara gene. He was one of us, Rob.
It was.
He was one of us, yeah. Have you ever seen a picture of my paternal grandfather?
No.
He looks every bit like right out of Casting Central as the portly judge.
Really?
He, you know, he has the vest with
like
the pocket
a, like
watch
a William Howard Taft type, like a big
absolutely.
Guy.
Yeah. Monopoly
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Yeah. I've still got his cigar box up in Maine. I've
Monocle.
Got that, and it's,
no
it's
kidding.
Very, very.
Oh, that's yeah, awesome. Yeah. That's cool.
And, yeah. yeah. And it's just, you know, they didn't have blood thinners in those days, Rob.
No, no, no. You can't extend the unextendable.
And, you know, when you butter your donuts, that's the way it goes.
What you've shared, you know, I've had a close relationship with my mom and my father when he's in town for years. But
by the way, folks,
and by the way, best supporting actor goes to Oscar Santana.
By the way, when Oscar tears. Brings it up that much, it does bug him.
Of course it does.
Well, you know why?
Knows, yeah,
because he should be taking her to this, not your boy.
Mm-hmm.
But now I gotta clean this. What I'm gonna do is
you're a good son.
Taking my mom to this event, dressed up, and then I'm gonna meet Tomo in a suit to go to a hockey game.
Oh boy!
Oh, they'll think you're the commissioner.
Yeah. The commissioner.
I want to talk. I want to talk hockey later in the show and get our thank yous after that. But the idea of going to a ceremony like this, it's just it really. Imagine if you will. All I have to say to the vast majority of people that are listening to me right now is. Imagine yourself for a second. Put yourself in a country where you don't speak the language, mm-hmm. okay? Where you're the son of someone who doesn't speak the language, and you grow up in a household where another language is being spoken.
Ding, ding, yes.
And you go into that, and then you not only do you exist successfully within the school system of the United States, but then you are able to pursue that.
You thrive.
And you work your ass off to a level that, you know, anybody that is a professional has to work their ass off in school, period. But imagine if you're doing that with coming from people that are not from this country. I think that is an accomplishment that cannot be in any way diminished. That is
it's
just
mind-blowing.
Spectacular. And it must be I bet it's going to be a room full of family and friends,
oh,
too, that
yeah.
are just celebrating.
Big deal,
this, right?
big deal.
And I think, really, for me, I also think that people that come from that background, the majority of them, mm-hmm. I think that they... I like the fact that they are the ones that in the legal system are going to be sitting in judgment because yeah. I think that they have a more diversified background and they have more life experience.
Well, they probably have a better understanding of the American dream and, you know, what goes
yeah.
on because they're
absolutely.
Less removed from it.
Yeah. And look, this family friend for years, she's just always worked. She's always working. It was never wouldn't see her on holidays at times just because everybody was working. Right.
Right.
So
right. Absolutely.
I'm very happy for her.
Cool.
That'll be
cool.
A room full of brilliant, overachieving people. I think that's fantastic. Just like at the White House last night when he entertained Ted Nugent and Kid Rock. I'm sorry, Oscar, I always say that, but not on that one. No, sorry. Sarah Palin, Ted Nugent, and Kid Rock.
Can't
all
grill till you kill
it,
Mike.
That's true.
All standing in front of the picture of Hillary Clinton going, D-ay! Like that. And I
good
just
looking
went,
group. Makes
God
us look good
almighty.
On the international field.
I swear to God.
Can I ask
and
a question?
Of course, the immediate tweets of the White Trash House.
Yes.
I mean, you couldn't do any better than that. Yes, go ahead.
A question about your mom, because, you know, yeah. I'm lucky to have both my parents and a great relationship with both of them. But, you know, I lost Big Daddy and I was very close to him.
Your
and,
grandpa.
Yeah, right. And that was, gosh, now like 10 years ago that mm-hmm. I lost him. I still sometimes mentally have that synapse fire when something happens to reach for the phone. Because what you said is so true. What you're looking for is the attaboy. You know, something
yes.
great happens, and you just want, that's the confirmation. That's what, to me, would make something real. Not that it happened, but that someone else acknowledged that it happened.
Well,
and it's rewarding yeah. when you yeah, can it grab is. It. But you know what? It's nice that you have your memories, too. And as long yeah. as you still have the feeling that, you know, I wish I could give her a call, she's still with you. That's awesome.
Well, and you, I still find myself now more doing things that I might not have done before. Like, for example, going to an old Queenie musical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dragging my wife to that next week because I would love to think that my mom would be sitting next to us there and getting into that. And I don't even know if she liked that musical. I just know it was Rodgers and Hammerstein and the King and I is something I've always wanted to see. And, you know, to see a Broadway show that I've never seen before. So, I mean, it's, you know, you do little stuff like that and it's very cool. I've always said that the thing that bonds the three of us together more than anything is our dedication to our moms and dads. And
sure.
I think that is a special bond and it's terrific. And this will be one of those weeks. Weekends where, you know, God bless my wife for really keeping my mom's memory alive more than I do. A listener sent us a wonderful memory candle, and Carla will occasionally say to me, "Hey, I'm lighting a candle for your mom today," and we'll light one in the house, and it's cool, and it's wonderful, and I miss her every day. And I also get back to that thing where the listeners, the fan club, sent me to the Masters golf tournament. I really looked back on that, and I realized that that gift came to me a couple of months, maybe a few weeks after I was talking about the Masters, and that was right around the time that my mom had passed away.
Right.
And I realized they probably were thinking about making me feel good, and that was a cool thing. So
very sweet.
Love goes around, and I'm very, very thrilled with all that. And they're happy memories. I have my mom for a very, very long time. And I don't think anything really changes at my advanced age. I still have the greatest line ever that I will always repeat from my cousin John at my mom's funeral, who said, "Well, it's official. We're all in the on-deck circle now."
Oh, God.
And that was the funniest thing I think I have ever heard.
Now so, batting.
That's right. And now for the Boston Red Sox.
Right.
Mike. Oh, he's down. Yep.
And that's why I look at myself in the mirror every day and I say, "Hey, Mike, keep losing those tenths of a pound a day." Jesus. I swear to God. Looking at the snack counter at Bingo like it was a naked woman in a porno. And I don't touch a thing, and then I'm down 0.2 pound today. Jesus
Hey,
Christ.
But you're down and you're continuing to drop.
I don't give a rat's ass, Rob. I wanted the pound and a half today.
Bone broth.
Didn't happen.
Get him some bone broth right away.
Yeah, thanks. Bone broth. We'll take a break. We'll talk hockey. We'll talk Bingo.
Bango.
We'll talk everything. It's the Mike O'Bara Show. Fun Friday. And we're glad to have you with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Maybe he's more of a Snapchat guy.
Yeah, Mike, let's get you in a Snapchat.
I have Snapchat.
Kids love that.
Snapchat.
What is the paper airplane? What does that mean? What is the little paper airplane?
That's send?
In the corner?
Yeah.
It says direct on top.
Oh, when you want to send a message.
Send a direct message.
Yeah. Send a direct message.
So that's a message.
Paper. It disappears, too.
That. Yeah, that'll
like
go
Snapchat.
Away. So
what do you mean that goes away?
You can send a pic and it'll go away.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
Look at him.
Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Look at Rob. Look at how joyous he is right there. Look at him laughing at his line.
I love when I shine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's just me in this room.
Craving approval. TMOS bonus packages. The TMOS Bonus Show. It's the spine of the TMOS body. It supports and allows us through a series of vertebrae to move correctly. Imagine, if you will, that the TMOS Bonus Show is the L5.
We put the bone in Bonus Show.
Yeah. You know, I know that we mentioned that it is the spine of the Mike O'Mara
S-curve.
Show.
S-curve.
It's an S curve, if you will. I mean, I think that when I talk about the TMOS bonus shows and I mention the spine, I think it's important to point out that the spine is very significant to the show. So, for example, you see on our front page of the Mike O'Mara Show website, TMOS bonus packages, and you buy one.
Right.
All right. Then the central nervous system, which is all of us
show,
we will control the functions of the show by your subscription. That is the
right.
fuel that that fuels yeah. our, for example, the cervical part of the spine would be the interns. They are up at the top and we see them every day.
Yes.
And they control the neck and the triceps and the fingers and all that type
phalanges.
Of thing.
Well, actually, Mac is the appendix.
No,
isn't
Mac
he
would
the
be,
anus?
I would put Mac down into the lumbar spine area.
Okay.
The GI tract.
Which might control the foot. I think that's what I would do. So the spine, being the central nervous system of the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour, radiates into the rest of the body. And so we are able to function each and every day at MikeOMaraShow.com by yours. How you doing, Pony?
I'm enjoying this.
Okay, thank you. and the fact
what
is...
What about the slip disc?
You don't have the gelatin that is the gelatin that are the discs that separate each and every facet of the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show, look, it's the highway of communication.
Yes.
Okay?
That's what
it is.
The super highway.
The bonus show is our spine,
the
and we are
heaven.
The central nervous system.
Yes.
Right.
It's quite simple. For any doctors that I'm talking to, they understand what I'm talking about here. And so your contributions to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour, and by the way, I hope we're getting subscriptions with this spiel, because I'm putting a lot of thought into
it.
So what you do is, you know, we are the central nervous system. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour is the spine. And
who's the epidermis?
The epidermis, that's a totally different story.
That's
that might
building.
Be the show we're doing
got
right
it,
now.
Got it, got it.
Mike, would you go so far to say as the cushioning, the padding between the different vertebrae, that is the subscriptions that they buy, and if they don't buy them, we become bone on bone and horribly ineffective.
Yeah, we herniate.
Yes, we do herniate.
Ooh,
I think that if you herniate one of our parts of the show by not subscribing, you risk the...
We need more...
There's the risk of... Further injury.
We need more gelatin.
We do. And some whipped topping.
Please be our discs. Yeah. Please be our discs.
Be our discs.
All right. Please, you know, be part of the show. And it's much more than 24, like the 24 bones that make up the spine, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to contribute to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour, and the future of our show depends on it.
You're our Boniva.
Thank you.
But thank you.
Boniva is not for bones, though, is it?
No.
It is. It's for osteoporosis.
Is Boniva really for osteoporosis?
Yes.
It makes sense because the word bone is in the name of the medicine.
That's why I always make that joke.
Well, hey, you know, for example, the East Coast being the cervical, the Midwest being the thoracic, and the West Coast being the lumbar, you work independently of each other, and we are grateful for all of that.
Yes.
All right,
thank you.
Whoa.
Jesus, sorry.
Let's towel off.
There we go. Thank you very much. Anyway, what the hell?
Successful analogy.
Migraine time.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Mrs. O'Mara, or was it this week? It
Today is Friday,
Tuesday.
Tomorrow is Saturday.
It may have been
Thank
Tuesday
you,
evening, Mrs. O'Mara. I was with the little guy, and Mrs. O'Mara went to the big, official, real bingo parlor.
You mentioned high-stakes bingo earlier this week because she bought her own dauber.
She bought her own dauber, and she described the bingo to me, and so much so that I said, well... We have a sitter on Thursday, as opposed to doing what we often do, is taking in the cinema or going to an outdoor bar and drinking till we vomit.
Bar.
Why don't we just take in the bingo? I'd like to go.
I got to know, because there was obviously something that she must have said that turned you on it, because you don't seem like your appearance, you're not an outwardly bingo type guy. What was what clued you in? What sucked you into bingo?
A life of just unbearable boredom down here in Southwest Florida.
All right.
So finding things to do that are not food oriented and drink oriented, to be perfectly honest with you, because I'm trying to cut down on both. And the fact is, this seemed like a fine idea. Seemed like less money hemorrhaging than if we went to the real bad place, which is another form of gambling. And so it was off to the bingo parlor in Naples, and I will tell you the very first thing that I noticed. We got some scud coming in with some cloud cover and some thunderstorms
scud
in the
missiles.
Afternoon. And thunderstorms, remarkably, look big. Bad thunderstorms can look like a cloud of smoke, and it wasn't. It was a cloud of smoke.
Ooh.
We have wildfires down here that are kicking little ass in our Southwest Florida drought, and they've got a huge one down outside of Naples, Florida, and it was one of the most riveting and terrifying things to see, just this massive plume of black smoke. And we were so close to it at this bingo parlor that when we got out of the car, I said, looks like it's snowing. No, it was ash falling from the sky.
Oh, my God,
time to wash
really?
The car.
Yeah, it was
there
ash.
Goes another $28.
And it's also the smell of smoke. You could you could do that. Yes, way to tie it all. Way to circle back, Oscar. I appreciate
it's like
that.
The show has a narrator today for those people who can't follow.
Really on the show. Mike talked about budget cutting and doing his own carport.
Meanwhile, Mac was thinking about Gatorade.
Is Mac on campus today?
Yeah.
You've mentioned him a couple
barely.
Of times.
He's here.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Mike.
All right. Anyway.
So happy.
So
I got Mike time.
Mike, can I ask a question about you? Keep saying bingo parlor. When I think bingo, I usually see it in a
firehouse,
school cafeteria, firehouse, rec center, something like that.
Retirement
is this center? Is this a facility that is dedicated 24/7 to bingo?
It is a repurposed roller arena.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a repurposed roller rink.
So they don't do skating anymore. Boy, what? You know what? We have a roller rink in Purcellville called the Bush Tabernacle, and you can smell feet from two blocks away. It's like from the 1920s. This place is rotten.
All I know is that upon leaving, my thought was, how do they make their money? How much money do they make? Didn't Steve Wynn of the Wynn Empire, didn't he begin his life with his family as a bingo parlor operator in Anne Arundel County?
It seems to me. I'll check. But
I think that's how he got his start. So we go down to the big bingo hall, and I have never been to a bingo hall, but it's Southwest Florida, and it's casket time. So let's go down and
hey kids,
see how
what
the
time
other
is
half
it?
Goes.
It's casket
time. But there were a variety of age groups. I was certainly not the youngest person there. I was not the oldest person there. There was a wide variety. Sure, we'll go with that. There was a wide demographic
Mike,
there, and we
this
went
headline
to
from race. Business Insider.
Ooh,
yes,
the incredible course. Life of Steve Wynn.
Yes,
how a small-time bingo operator became one of the world's biggest hotel moguls. He started in bingo.
He started in bingo.
Wow,
and
you called
because there is money to be made in bingo. And I was thinking that you know we drive a long way to get this bingo place. I said that would be. What a swan song that would be.
Oh,
bingo!
Yeah.
But anyway, we get down there, and it is Carla is talking to me and explaining to me. We left early so that she could go over the rules. And I am here to tell you, thank you for the electronic bingo little, you get the little plastic TVs that have your cards on them.
Yes.
And it's all done electronically. And I will tell you, if I was daubing all these cards that you buy.
How many cards did you buy?
I don't remember. A bunch. A whole, like hundreds.
Grandma you know? Spiewak could play six cards. She was amazing.
No, this was, this is, you buy for the
it's
entire
like
night. That goes from 6:30. It goes from 6:30 to about 9:30. It's 3 hours of bingo. Mm-hmm. And you get hundreds of cards because you're playing like 9 or 10 cards per game.
What's the jackpot?
Wow. That's the jackpots are anywhere from $50 to $250 per game on
Whoa.
Average. No, I mean, you have two games in each segment.
Yeah, no, I get
there
it.
There's a $50 game, a $50 game, and then they call cover all, where you have to cover every number on your card. That usually pays $250.
Sometimes that game's called blackout.
So you know about me. I forgot.
I've gone to bingo at school
I'm
before.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony, don't it make was, promises you can't keep.
Yeah. But the fact is it was interesting and I won.
Hey!
Did you win the big money or
I won $50, which basically covered half of our evening.
That'll buy a couple daubers.
Bring you back.
That no, not really, not to because really to me the boredom factor. I was behaving much like my 3-year-old son by the end of the year. I went to the corner. They had these crap cheap little chairs, and I went to get and I see on this other table they've got like this office chair over
there.
Oh,
a task chair. Yeah,
nobody's sitting in that. There's nobody in the room.
Office.
It's like 50 people probably total. And I went over and grabbed the office chair, and as it's electronic, so they're playing for you. So I'm sliding around on the chair, and Scarlett's like, "Stop it. You're making a scene."
So you don't even have to daub?
Nobody's looking at me.
You're embarrassing. Huh?
You don't even
daub, you daub some of the specialty games like Stinger and Shamrock. But,
now, what is, hold it. Is Shamrock based on your old producer?
Yes, of course.
No, what is Shamrock? What is that? And what is Stinger?
I don't know. It's like games, separate games where they call out numbers and you try to win a couple $100. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I won $50, and then I also won the raffle to get extra cards.
Raffles,
and
too.
And then the only thing I will tell you is that on two separate occasions, they pull the little number out of the blower.
Hey. Blower activate.
B13. Whatever number you pull is okay with me. And so they pull it out of the little blower, and then they put it up on a TV camera.
Yeah.
And when it's up on the TV camera, you see it on the TV camera whilst they are announcing the previous number. And on two separate occasions, I had one to go. And on two separate occasions, my number that would have won me the big money was on the TV screen when some stick called bingo.
Oh no!
Did you ever actually get to yell bingo?
Yeah, but I blew it.
How did you blow it?
No.
Because you have a computer screen that says one to go, touch the screen and say bingo, and. I was criticizing the old ladies all night who would win and go. I was criticizing, and then when it was my time, I said, "Hey, I got it, bingo."
Oh no!
And Carla looked at me like, "You ass! You've been criticizing people more."
You're embarrassed.
I won.
You got shook.
I won. I was excited. And I won $100 and then some other.
How did they pay out, cash or a check?
The cash and the Southern Nimnang one too. This the same guy that won like three times.
Split the pot.
And so I had to split it. It's a complete racket. It's a complete and total racket.
You won't go back?
Yeah. I will. I'm bored. That's what I will do. But no, I won. And then you know, other than that, not
maybe
much
you can
to
get
say.
Into High Lie.
Oh yeah, High Lie. I think it's called.
High I'm Lie. Trying to get Carla to go to the dog track. That to me is more of a manly activity.
Yeah,
it's more of you know. Doing that's more of my
is there anything is white trash you can't get into?
No, not me. No, I love white trash. No. I do love that, and I love the innocence of it. To be perfectly honest with you,
the innocence of the dog track.
No, the innocence of bingo.
Okay, yeah, because the dog track is seedy. Yeah.
It's little old ladies. It's little old ladies bringing in their little Tupperware sandwiches and the. You know, I'd go a couple of times a year. I would do that. I would probably pop back in, but I won't.
The next time we visit, I'm going to have to.
Other than that, it's incredibly boring.
I'm going to have to insist. We go.
Yeah, but we'd be thrown out. You know we would be kicked
and
out.
And that would be the pleasure.
And I'm talking like to the guys that work, the younger guys that are working the floor, because, you know, other than that, it's just this.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. But I also came away with that overwhelming sense that what I like about gambling is the astronomical chance to win something astronomical, which does not really exist.
No, bingo, you have a very good chance of winning something that's good.
That's okay.
It. Yeah.
That defrays meh. Some of your costs.
And so, you split it.
Yeah, it's a meh evening. It's a yeah.
How was Carla with it? Because this is Carla's second time in a week.
Carla gets like a little kid and in explaining it to me, the joy that she had while she goes with her girlfriends, who so she was explaining it to me, and it was just I enjoyed that part. More
That's
than anything
fine.
Else.
It's really
and
for then her.
When,
then.
And then when my hyper competitiveness kicked in, like when I would lose and I'd like go. At one point, they have this glassed-in smoking area. That's
oh, that
where
must
the real
be
smart
nice.
People
nice.
Hang out. And they like called four bingos from in there, and I kept saying to Carla, I said, there they are again. There they go. And she goes, Mike, it's not conspiracy. Stop with the paranoia. So, seems awful interesting to me that the bald-headed, white-haired guy over there, that, you know, he's won four times, Mr. Smoker,
now,
over there in the smoking room.
Because they were in the enclosed chamber, was the bingo call muffled? Did he say...
No, because you hear it on the microphone. You hear it on the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess when you get bingo, because it's all tied in electronically, the guy will go, bingo. So when the people can't even figure it out, the one lady who put up her talon when she won and didn't even yell bingo, just put her claw up in the air after she finished her frigging carrot cake,
yes.
And she put her claw up in the air, and it was just like, it's like, oh, okay. Don't even yell bingo. You decrepit hag. Don't
maybe,
even yell bingo for people that are in back of you.
She couldn't yell.
Yeah, she was talking.
Oh, maybe good.
She
okay.
was talking when they gave her the choice between ice cream, carrot cake, and a Danish.
Oh, what did you choose?
Oh, do they serve?
What did you
choose? Yeah, they bring a card out. They bring a card out, and they have a snack bar.
Here's the dessert card. What do you like? Do you like
I had two,
brulee?
Two Diet Cokes, which is a diversion
oh,
from my
Oh, by the way,
diet.
Did you see the report? You might have it in your news about Diet Coke.
What?
No.
Oh, a Diet Soda. Yeah, a report
Horrible
just came out
you,
yesterday.
Sure.
They said reports of dementia, a higher level of dementia for Diet Coke drinkers, Diet Soda drinkers.
And I would imagine it would have to be a rather significant, like,
one
daily
a day.
Intake, right?
One a day
one
is
a
enough
day.
To,
one a
to increase your risk three
actually,
times
really?
Over.
The scientists wow. meant to report it yeah. last year, but they kept forgetting.
That actually freaks me out a little
I'll
bit.
Read That's it. It's freaked sure. me out. I had to watch the story twice.
What about regular soda?
Lester brought it to us.
It's probably the chemical Lester Holt, your
yeah,
man.
My man.
Your yeah. main man, Lester yes. Holt.
Former okay. country disc jockey, Lester Holt.
Lester I sat Holt there and I rewatched it twice. I said, oh my God, I've been drinking at least one diet soda a day for a very long time. And I probably should stop. I knew it was always bad for us. It
sure.
was never better. And they actually are telling doctors that tell you, the study shows that they have been misinforming their patients, because if someone was drinking regular soda, like, you should try diet soda. So instead of saying, instead of going from regular soda to diet soda as the, I guess, cure-all,
sure.
it should be going from any soda to no soda.
Did they mention if regular soda made you fabulous?
No.
Oh, okay. I was
Are
just
you
hoping.
Still drinking regular soda?
Occasionally, yeah,
oh,
when I drink
every
soda.
Every day.
Not every day.
You've
how
got
many,
a
like,
freezer
how many
for
sodas
soda.
Do you, regular sodas do you have a week?
A week? Five.
Be honest.
You have more than
one. No, one a day, and then not
There's
every
7
day.
7 days in a week.
Although, hold it. What if... Do mixers count?
Thank you.
And by the way,
the quote, mixers in your booze?
The quote, Oscar, was one a day, but not every day.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a dark and stormy, you have to use it.
Include your alcohol intake.
Oh, then, you can have diet ginger beer and you're a dark and stormy.
Ugh. No.
It's fine.
Is it fine?
It's fine. Not according to doctors.
No.
No, I don't have dark and stormies, but I've used ginger beer and booze before that's diet, especially mixers. Especially,
I don't
Oscar
know.
Tell you rum and Diet Coke.
Yeah,
no. But if you have a Cuba Libre and you make it with a real sugar Coke, then it tastes like the way it should taste. It's an amazing, amazing shift.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to that, Richard Simmons. We're going to take a break right now.
Mike, I often go out in disguise.
Yeah, I know you do. So, bingo, it only sucked a little. We'll
that's
take a
good.
Break.
And,
just a little.
That's a rave.
We'll come back, bingo night. And I want to talk about that McDonald's drive-thru guy. Did that guy get the reward?
The last story I read yesterday, and I'll pull up the latest today, is that he's scheduled to receive the reward.
One more detail on that. And hockey night in D.C., Oscar's going. Lots more fun, everybody. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike Gomera Show. Told repeatedly.
Everybody, it's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. It seems like now we need magazines more than ever for more information, inspiration, and comic relief. I love magazine content, and there's so much wonderful writing in the magazines and the periodicals of the day. Texture is the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. We love Texture. You'll love it, too. You can share Texture for one low price with the whole family, which makes it an even better value. Texture has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, including videos and more. Can't get that from a magazine, people. Texture is normally $9.99 a month. We have been pushing Texture this month for you because if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you will get a 14-day free trial. Texture gives you access to every magazine you desire for less than a few individual subscriptions, plus the convenience of electronic access, no clutter. Texture was one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now. Right now, Texture offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. We love Texture.
The best.
texture.com/TMOS. Oscar Santana.
Mike, a little follow-up just for those listening and want to be in the know.
In the know.
The Washington Post is also reporting, I'm sure newspapers around the country, that the study links diet soda to higher risk of stroke and dementia. So
in the no.
That's right, Nikki.
No.
Oh, we have different ones. That's cool.
One, two, three.
In the no.
One, two, three.
In the no.
Is mine the slower
in
one?
In the no.
Mine's the faster one.
But he takes a pause.
In the no.
You have a long pause between the and no. I have pauses between all the words.
I'll start mine first.
In the no.
All right, I'm sorry, Oscar.
Family gourmet gambler.
That those who reported consuming at least one artificially sweetened drink a day compared to less than one a week were 2.96 times as likely to have a stroke caused by blood vessel blockage and 2.8 times as likely to be diagnosed with dementia due to Alzheimer's disease. And apparently there's a chart here that says diet soda is tough on the brain as well and shows you how. Pretty crazy.
You know, the one thing that I pay attention to a lot with diet soda is that you're going to be spurred on to eat if you have an artificial sweetener.
It makes you feel like you have a clearance, right?
It's the same. No, you're the same stimulus that, by the way, sugar for me on this most recent incarnation of dieting that I've done is the most amazing trigger for me, once you recognize that, it's not anything surprising. Mm. I mean, a lot of people have that as a trigger.
Sugar.
But you get that taste of sugar. What's that?
Booger sugar.
That's
booger
cocaine.
It's cocaine.
Yeah.
My cocaine addiction, which I've managed so successfully.
Most people really don't gain weight on cocaine.
We go to the Easter Bunny thing, and Michael had a little lollipop.
Sure.
And he gave me, like, the remnants. It was one of those string lollipops where it's got the little string that comes out. You know, not the regular stick.
Oh, it's a loop. It's still like a stick, but it's a loop. Yeah.
Yes. And it
for little out. Hands, Mike.
Little tiny hands. And it had a couple of pieces of candy on it, and I went like that. By lunchtime, I was just like, oh, my God, there's Culver's. We're driving by Culver's, boy. That was a fun time at Culver's when we used to get the 10,000 calories. Anyway, but the bottom line, take sugar out of your diet. Take artificial sweeteners out of it. Take the sweet out of mm-hmm. your take the two things we love in America are two things that companies, Big Salt and Big Sugar, yeah. have gotten us addicted
to. Oh, yeah.
And we are addicted to sugar and we are addicted to salt. So you slowly wean yourself off of that. You're going to be less hungry and food is going to taste better. I swear to God, it's true.
We have an experiment that actually supports that on this week's bonus show.
Really?
Yes. The unicorn frappuccino. All sugar. Yeah.
Unicorn.
Oscar will be commenting on that later on, ladies and gentlemen. So it is hockey night in D.C. The playoffs in the NHL are in full swing. Washington, D.C., where our show is based, has a tremendous hockey town feel. And it's the big game tonight. The Washington Capitals against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Series tied 4-4. And
two,
what could
two.
Possibly
two to
go
two.
Two, two.
2-2.
4-4 two to four would be impossible.
It's whoever gets to four first wins the best of seven series. I'm sorry. That's my dementia.
Fried, thank you so much.
And I echo that 100%, even though...
This guy is providing us with these playoff tickets. It's so generous that he's giving us these tickets. Man.
And
nice
he actually,
man.
He's listening right now. He's on his way, as he says, to the rink, because they're practicing at Ballston this morning.
Okay.
So he is on his way, and he actually said, what time do you start? Because he's streaming on the app. So hi, Fried. Thank you for a great night last weekend. Amazing.
I'm jealous because both Rob Spiewak... Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana have both been blessed with hockey tickets, and the sad thing is all the way down here in West South Florida, the real hockey fan is wallowing in despair because he is not able to attend, and that's why I have designed this game right now, ladies and gentlemen. This game is called... The Rob Spiewak Oscar Santana Hockey Challenge.
Oh, yes! Oh,
cool! We will go until no one is left standing.
All Let's right.
This
do
will
it.
Be this will be a very brief game.
Okay.
Trust me.
By the way, Rice texted me this morning and he says, and you'll love this, tell Mike he's missing great hockey in D.C. So I wanted to tell you that.
Pony, would you collect the electronic devices from Mr. Spiewak and Mr. Santana, please, just for the time being.
Okay.
We will give them right
you
back.
You don't have to put your paws on it. Right there is fine. Yeah.
Don't change my
here
password,
here is the game.
Jerk.
The game is name a, and it can be for either
Alex
team.
Alex Ovechkin.
Hold on. Don't start until we start.
Hey,
but
man.
But he establishes that's a, all right, Oscar has started the game. You both have to name players until you can no longer name any more players on the Washington Capitals, preferably the Washington Capitals. We'll accept Toronto players, but let's see how we do. Well, Oscar has started with Alex Ovechkin. So there we go. Rob Spiewak.
Jay Beagle.
Damn it. Brandon Hopley. Hotley. Who knows?
Holtby.
Holtby. That's what I meant.
Sorry that we will... We will accept Braden Holtby since you had the general name.
Yes,
now
thank
it
you.
Goes back
foreign.
To
I'm a foreigner.
Rob Spiewak.
Rod Langway.
He is no longer a
You didn't specify
player.
It had to be a current player.
Now I am specifying.
Bruce Boudreau.
That is the former coach. Have you both? Is that all?
No,
you
there two? Is a there is a
Wayne Gretzky.
No, he that, was neither is that, team.
Is that all?
There is a guy that plays for the other team, and his name is Nylander.
Oh. Chris Nylander.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice job.
You got
nice
Alex Ovechkin. I am down here in West South Florida. You have Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom.
Backstrom is
you
very popular.
Braden Holtby.
Holtby.
I think Holtby. It's Tom Wilson. You have Braden Holtby. You got John Carlson.
Oh. Announcer Carl Wes Alsner. Johnson.
You got Dmitry Orlov.
Yeah.
You've got TJ Oshie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw him on the
Bruce
ice.
Bruce Like, whatever his name is.
You've got,
I think he got traded.
Barry Trotz.
Yes.
I've suffered from that.
Mike, what's important is a bunch of no-names.
That's how jealous I am. I actually am a real hockey fan.
Mike, a bunch of no-names are making it happen.
That's right.
What's important.
Like Alex Ovechkin.
That's his spin on it.
Nicholas, a bunch of no-names are making it happen. That is too funny. Yeah, so it's big-time
hockey.
It's
Moneyball for hockey.
It's Moneyball. Yeah. It's a playoff hockey. Look, is the most exciting thing. So are you excited about going to the game tonight, Oscar?
I can't wait to yell at
Get into the game. Pay attention to it.
I can't wait to yell at Todd, tilt the ice! And then he's going to be like, dude, why are you yelling? And
You're going with Todd?
Yeah, it's Tomo and I.
All right, an estimation. We're going to have you do some estimating with your NBA hat on. Yeah. Estimate how many beers will be consumed by the end of the evening.
Well, if you average what we consumed the last two games together.
And they were tall beers.
Tall beers. I would say eight tall beers.
Eight tall boys.
Eight tall boys.
Each. Oh, that's like, that's a case of beer.
That's so much
That
fun.
Is a case of beer.
Well, it's fun because we, by the time I was seven hits, like, we need some food.
Do you stay through the third period?
Normally? Oh, we stay until the end.
Yeah, they sweep up
with their big cans.
And then we yell. Turn the lights out
when
you leave.
Then we yell at Loud Goat because he stays till the end.
Yeah.
And sometimes we try to sneak and sit next to Loud Goat because everyone else has left.
Yes.
And then we go and sit with Loud Goat.
And then you guys go to a bar after.
And then we go straight to Clyde's.
Goat.
That's all we do.
Clyde's. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hold on. Rob, kill the music.
Yes.
He said Clyde's.
And sight of the incident.
Every time
of the incident.
I walk by.
Sight of the incident.
Every time I walk by the incident site.
Yeah, don't they have like a gold?
Is the plaque still there?
Mike, I point to the pavement and I say, that's where Mike O'Mara blew out his knee.
Jeez. That scares me. Even when I think about that place, you know? Oh, my God. Don't drink, kids. It's really bad.
No.
You know, I had the big argument with people about marijuana
yesterday. No diet soda, no drinking.
I had the big fight with, you know, online. Really not a fight, but, everybody. When we talk about pot, we always get blasted.
The only fight I saw was the donut fight.
No, we had that. They were talking about me saying that we didn't have an open mind that when we were discussing pot. I believe during the discussion, I not only advocated for legalization for medical use, but legalization for recreational use.
Mm-hmm.
I just said I was tired of the hype machine, and I was being inundated during the week with the weed stories about how wonderful weed is. And when I got to the point where the father was smoking with his two kids at like a wedding, and they're like giggling, going like that.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing if the dad was out there, you know, having 15 drinks with his kid, and they showed up drunk. I just don't like it when it changes. Look, I'll add on to this so people can throw more darts my way on this the day
darts.
After 420. I don't like being around people who are super high.
Mm.
Don't you always, when you're around people that are really high, don't you always feel like it's they're having a party and you're not invited? Doesn't it feel like that?
It's exclusionary.
When I didn't drink for 4 months because I had gastrointestinal issues.
Right.
I remember that's the same feeling I had when people were drunk and I wasn't drinking.
Yeah,
it's the same feeling.
Yeah,
I was like, my
exactly
life sucks. You guys are having a great time.
On the rare instance that you're a designated driver, it's that way. When everyone is really tied well, it's horrible.
Not now with Uber.
If I go to HE Double Toothpicks when I pass away, I will tell you my imagining of hell would be that I have to go into my bar. Friday night, and I have to go in sober.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact
us
at foodnetwork.com.
It would be pretty bad.
Mike. You know what you should do? Hey, come on over here. Listen, I was talking to the waitress, and I'm sitting there going,
You need a better wine list.
Hey, how come you changed the price of the...
How much is this lobster stew going to cost?
Where'd the piss go?
I really... you want to talk about my heaviest drinking in my adult life occurred when I owned that joint, because I would go in there, and it was so, so hard to be in a place that, you know, was selling the last legal drug.
Yes.
And people were consuming it in mass quantities. And I had to have conversations. You know, you have to have a polite conversation because you own the joint.
You're the host.
Right. You can't be a douche.
Oscar.
You don't see Joe Theismann walking around, you know, all grumpy at Theismann's.
That's right.
He's glad handing.
Yeah. Bill Bennigan, when he's at his restaurant.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we had the live show in Reno? and Daddy was on the shelf with no booze, and you guys, and we were in there in the autograph line for 2.5 hours.
Yes.
And Rob and Oscar, as the whole time, because they are hooching it up.
Yes.
As the line got shorter and the evening got longer, they're becoming more and more chatty.
Yes.
And meanwhile, I'm sitting there going, "Oh my God, it makes."
I do remember one of your quotes from the evening is we were one person was leaving and one person was approaching, and you put your arm around me and you pulled my head towards you with the crook of your arm, and you said, "I have someplace to be. Shut up."
Because it was shecky.
It's, you know, socializing with mass groups of people, always more fun when there's alcohol involved. And hey, and if the marijuana is your choice, that's fine too. And yeah. I said that. I just didn't like the fact that they've got the PR campaign. I wish they'd just legalize it already.
Oh, here. All the,
legalize it.
Legalize it, Pony.
And more brothels.
Yeah, I guess because Mike's a huge drinker, he doesn't think that's bad at all. No, I've said booze is about as bad as it gets, and it can ruin your life, like any drug can ruin your life.
Yeah.
That's the point I was trying
to make. Diego.
Yeah.
So, Oscar, drink up at the hockey game tonight.
Please do.
Oh, it's going to be so much
Rob,
fun.
Rob, aren't you going somewhere tonight, too?
No, tomorrow, my dad and I are going to the new casino to see Sarah Silverman in concert.
Oh, you're going to Sarah Silverman?
Yeah. My dad and I both have a thing for it.
Did you score the backstage interview?
Did not score a backstage interview.
Did you make an effort to score the backstage interview?
Be honest.
That's okay.
Be honest.
Be honest. Tell the truth.
I did not.
You made zero effort.
Right.
Mike, I didn't either.
Thank you.
But I'll be there tomorrow night as well, because Mr. Todd Moore and his girlfriend had two extra tickets. I'm sure somebody canceled on them.
Yes. Oh, so you were not first choice?
Yeah, I bet. He's like, "Hey, we forgot we had these tickets." That's fine. We'll go. So we'll be there as well.
See Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. We'll definitely go.
Hey, Mac.
Yes, Mike.
Could you call the Sarah Silverman people at some point today and see if you can get an interview and try to do that? Really, when I say that, does it ring on?
I wasn't going.
Yeah.
Well, I just found out.
Are you afraid? Is that what it is? What is it?
Afraid of what?
Yeah.
Rejection.
Of doing what I asked you to do.
Well, not afraid of doing what you asked me to do.
Contact Sarah Silverman's people and try to get... We do, you know, a national podcast, Rob. We've paneled with Patton Oswalt. We've had Chuck Todd. We do interviews on this show.
Chuck
it's
Todd.
Fun, especially to get a named comedian if we can try that. You understand that, right?
I do indeed. But it's just... there's a lot of things going on at times. I did not reach out.
Did it slip your mind?
It did not slip my mind. It was there, but it's just, it was at the bottom of the list. And I apologize.
Why is it at the bottom of the list, just out of curiosity?
Because there's the daily stuff that needs to be done to make the show happen.
The tickets aren't at the bottom of the list. The tickets are at the top of the list.
I got mine for free, Mike. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, my dad got them, so I did not get the tickets myself.
How cool would it be to have that?
Yeah, all four of us are going to be there. Now it's even worse. I'm sorry I piled on. You know what? I'm going to cancel. I'm not going.
No, I wish you would go.
Thank you very much.
I don't even
know.
I don't
even.
Way
to take one for the
team. I don't even know much. I asked Todd, I said, "Are you a fan of hers? Like, where did this come from?" And he said, "Yeah, I think she's one of the smartest comedians out there." And I said, "Oh." When I watch her specials, I'm not really blown away.
Mm-hmm. No, I think she's very smart.
You know what? Here's the thing about, and this is why I kind of got excited. That's why I suggested it in the first place. I would love to have her on because comedians like Sarah Silverman, Maria Bamford was on,
right,
of Patton's that came on. These comedians, they scare me. That's why I seek them out.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared of Sarah Silverman. I'm scared of Kathy Griffin. I've always tried to get these women on the show because they frighten me. So that's it.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter because we'll never have her on the show because we make zero effort to get guests.
Well, I think that ideally this is something we could rectify, and we'll work on it. I will.
I'd love to do
it.
That would be
a nice pillar we talked about. A nice pillar we talked about.
Yes, the pillars.
Yes,
the pillars. Continues to talk about. All right, we'll take a break and come back with Oscar's take on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't wait, Mike.
All right, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, if you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. The following story is true. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of its customers, and it's not a good thing. So Jeff and Andy are two ordinary guys that started Harry's. They were tired of being ripped off. They wanted to fix shaving. I love Harry's. I got my shave gel and my blades yesterday. They came in the wonderful Harry's package, just like Christmas. Taking less profit is what they do at Harry's, and they sell directly to you over the internet. They offer their blades at half the price, $2 per blade. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. Harry's so confident you'll love their blades, they're giving you their trial set for free. Just cover $3 shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Stop messing around and get started shaving with Harry's today by claiming your free trial offer. A $13 value for free, just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a razor handle, 5-blade cartridge, and shave gel, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, cue the music. It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Take a review and a comment. A review. Let me start again. Start it. Stop the music here. Cue me. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take. A review and comment on the news of the day that may or not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and not that of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, Starbucks, we have it on the bonus show today. We're kind of going in reverse order.
Time machine.
We'll be sampling it. But the unicorn frappuccino that we've been discussing a couple of times this week is massive, popular, and apparently it's making the baristas crazy. They've been flocking to Reddit to complain about how complicated it is to make and how the stores didn't order enough ingredients to fulfill the demand. So the baristas are bitching loudly about the unicorn frappuccino.
Gentlemen, supply chain is the most important part of any business, especially when it's customer facing. It's B2C, as they would say, right?
Right.
Look, as employees, you're simply part of that supply chain. And when you don't have enough supplies, I understand their frustration. The idea that you would take your anger and your voice to Reddit, where it's basically the equivalent of throwing a snowball into the sun, makes no sense. Because if you want to fix the problem, you got to talk to management. And you talk to management, they'll take care of it.
That's good. Okay. Oscar's well, baristas.
Kick rocks.
Keep up the good work. kick rock. Good luck to all the parents out there who will try to get their 13-year-old to hold their hand for safety. The next time you cross a street, I'm sure that'll go over great. According to a new study out of the University of Iowa, where our show is out there in Iowa City, your kids shouldn't cross the street alone until they're 14. That should be sweet, sweet methadone for helicopter parents. The researchers say until they get that old, they don't quite have the motor skills or visual judgment skills to cross the street. So they say 14 is when they should cross the street alone. What's your take on that, Oscar Santana?
Look, Oscar's take. This is indicative of what's wrong with our country. And I'm not going to bring up my childhood. You guys know that I had to do a lot of things on my own, especially by the time I was 14, especially even going to orthodontist appointments, yada, yada, yada. I'm not even about that. 13 and 14, in some cultures, you're a man, right?
Yes.
In this culture, we don't let you become a man or a woman because we got to hold your hand even to cross the street. 13 and 14-year-olds are getting pregnant. Maybe we get ahead of that instead of how they're going to get across to the other side of the road.
Very good. I appreciate that. By the way, I'm teaching my little guy already. You know, we took a walk yesterday in the neighborhood. Look both ways. Start that early.
Oh, I thought you were teaching him. No de gente que toquen tu cosita.
Si. That's right. Yes. What's that? Something about the house? Or
no,
the
don't touch. Don't let him touch your thingy and you point at the crotch.
Oh, no. We're not there.
You know, it's so wild about Robert is 14 and I can just leave it. Dad, I'm crossing the street.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And if you're in the city, might be a different story, though. If you're in a metropolitan area and you're, that's ridiculous.
No, they say a little guy comes on and says when to walk.
Yes.
We're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, there's a 30-year-old guy in Brevard County, Florida. His name is Zachary Kelly, and his family has a 4-month-old puppy named Phoebe. He says she was acting up earlier this week, which is totally normal for puppies to do. By the way, nice reading, Mike. By the way, intern wrote story, and he decided to discipline her to, quote, teach the dog a lesson. How? By biting her. His brother stepped in and told him that was abuse, and so then Zachary turned his mouth on his brother and bit him, too. He was arrested for animal cruelty and battery. Fortunately, Phoebe and Zachary, the brother, are both doing okay after being bitten. Read much, Mike. Sorry.
Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Thank you. You can fight fire with fire, but you can't do it while you're on meth. And you can't do it when you're in Florida. Because clearly when you bite the dog after it's bit you, I can almost buy into that. But when you bite your brother after he bitches you about biting the dog, that's just white trash. You're
exactly.
out.
Yes, you're out. You're done. Thank you very much. Oscar, here are tips for your online dating photo. The ideal photo, if you're a guy, is one where you're looking straight at the camera and smiling without showing your teeth. But women should do the opposite, look away from the camera and show their teeth. Guys are twice as likely to have their photo liked if they're looking straight ahead, 43% more likely if they're smiling without teeth, and 11% more likely if they are the only person in the photo. Women are 74% more likely to get noticed if they're looking off to the side, 76% more likely if they smile with teeth, 27% more likely to get noticed if they wear their hair up in the photo, and 69% more likely if they're the only one in the photo. Those are some of the things that work. We've got the ones that don't work as well. A few things that work for men and women are artsy black and white photos. I believe in that.
Yes.
Pictures where you're playing a sport. That's popular. And candid shots where you don't look like you're posing. A few things that don't do well with men or women are pictures in sunglasses, pictures with crazy filters, photos at the beach, photos with someone who might be an ex, and selfies in general. But especially bathroom selfies where you take a shot of yourself looking in the mirror. There's the criteria for online dating, Oscar. What's your take?
Gentlemen, what you don't know is for years now, I've been upgrading and reviewing people's profiles on dating websites. And it's been in my professional estimation that you need three key pictures. One that says you're serious, something that shows you in a professional state, whether you're on a podium or maybe pretending to talk to a boardroom or giving a presentation. I've had a lot of friends pretend in front of big classrooms, and I've actually taken their pictures of them.
So they can appear professional.
Yes, or in conference rooms. That always works. The other picture you have to have is one of you being casual, that you can actually have some downtime, show a work-life balance. And the third is some sort of exercise. Now, you could be a walrus, but as long as you're playing a frisbee golf, you're doing something different outside of just what people think you do is video games and drinking beer, right? So the three keys, again, some sort of sport. You mentioned that, Mike. You definitely have to have a professional pick and something that says you're casual. Hey, I own a T-shirt and not all suits.
That's Oscar's take.
My take would be
I always like to not even press the button where it turns it on you and keep the angle of a picture of your feet on a recliner.
Nice.
In sandals. That's what I like.
Toes.
And finally, Oscar, you're listening to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, we all hate rules, but if you were the rule maker, this is Oscar's big take of the day, and you could make a rule that everyone had to follow for 24 hours, I've got one that comes to mind. What would that be?
Once a year, I think we should all take, and if I could make this rule, we should take inventory of how efficient we are on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. What do we really spend our time on? Could we take the work we do and essentially take that 8-hour day and make it into a 3-hour day? Are we taking a lot of laps to the copier? Are we taking too many dumps in the day? Do we have too many cigarette breaks? Where does that time go? An accounting of time, Mike. That's what I would love everyone to do once a year.
You know what Mike's take would be?
What's Mike's take?
My rule would be if I ask somebody to do something, they at least make a minimal f***ing effort. That's what my take would be. That's it. That's Oscar's take.
Mike's take.
That's it. But that's not happening anymore for some reason. I'll figure it out. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Some say
you won't. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together. Rob
Spiewak! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is great. It helps us with the show. If you need Amazon, we've got you covered. Just go to Mike O'Mara's homepage and you shop through Amazon. We've also got specials there, getting ready for spring and summer. Check out the amazing home and garden deals on the front page of MikeO'MaraShow.com. TMOS and Amazon will help you beat the heat with stuff that's neat and prices that can't be beat. It's MikeO'MaraShow.Amazon. We also have it on our app with the shopping cart. And if you go shopping online and you want to get a great deal, you go to Amazon. And if you're going to Amazon, do it through our page. We would appreciate that. Open up the page and see what the great specials are on our cover page. They're wonderful for spring, and you will love
Helps
them.
Helps the show.
It does. It does. Absolutely. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, April 21st, 2017.
We mentioned him on the show within the last couple weeks, and sort of a mysterious circumstances. Yes. They say it looks like an OD. Cuba Gooding Sr., Cuba Gooding Jr.'s father, is the lead singer of this band, The Main Ingredient. So your heart broke. And he was found dead in his car, aged 72, and a great soul record. But we send our condolences, but it was a weird thing. They might be an OD, might be alcohol related, but he was found in his automobile. So,
oh my God.
Weird. Very, very weird. So we got that.
Alcohol-related OD?
They think it could be. More details yet to coming.
You know, you forget about that. That's actually possible. I always feel like your body is going to reject it, and you'll just
You'll pass out, before any damage is done. Also, I guess with Bill O'Reilly out at Fox News, one of his accusers has come forward and revealed a couple details that were a little bit awkward. Her name is Perkita Burgess. She was on The View yesterday. And he revealed that O'Reilly had a nickname for her that is sort of inappropriate.
One day he walks past my desk and he walks past and says, "Hey, hot chocolate." But he didn't look at me when he said it. I didn't respond.
Good Lord.
I was mortified because not only did it go, was it sexual? I took that as a very plantational remarks. I've been around enough racism, whatever, but such a blatant person with such a high profile, mm-hmm. making me feel uncomfortable, but then not acknowledging me.
And it gets a little weirder than that. Not just the nickname, there was also some nonverbal harassment.
He always walked past my desk and he made like a grunting noise. You know, I
How old is Bill O'Reilly?
He made the noise.
What's that?
How old is Bill O'Reilly? I mean, I just like to know how old he was when he's doing. So he's going by. I mean, with the impression
even
I
now,
get,
it's weird.
Yeah,
right?
It's weird. You go by. What are you going?
Yeah, exactly. That's the impression I got. Almost cartooning.
I mean, can you imagine on your worst day that you would? You know, I mean, I would be creeped out by that more than anything. What if you go by and you say, you look really nice today?
You know,
even that's creepy.
You know,
by the way,
and
the weird that's thing creepy. Is, you don't do that in the office
it's
anymore.
It's so creepy.
In 2017.
No.
You don't say,
you can't.
That is a lovely dress. You don't say it. It doesn't happen anymore. But if you're going by and you're going,
and you want to make it even more awkward,
foreign to me.
Remember the fact he's not making eye contact in any of these situations. So it's just like, Monster O'Reilly. All right, there is a video on our YouTube page of a Ukrainian girl twerking, which is fine.
No, I'm going to look that up.
But obviously she's doing it on the side of the road and causing a bit of a distraction. I want to tell you, Mike, the guy on the motorcycle is going to be okay. He broke his pelvis.
Oh.
But he was watching her twerk and did not see the oncoming car. So this is the twerking girl. Here comes a motorcycle.
Oh, he's moving too. Oh, man!
He's going to be okay.
He broke his pelvis?
Pelvis, and I think one bone in his leg as well.
I've always thought, you know, and you hear a lot of motorcycle accidents where you break the pelvis. That, to me, that's got to be excruciating.
You know, because it's
got hip pain for most of
I would
life,
think,
well,
yeah, because it's a connecting bone, right? Because it's
Horrible. Can I hear that one more time?
Sure.
I'm terrible.
No,
you're
fine.
I don't know why I
so
want to
she's
hear
in
that
a
again.
Window or something?
No, she's on the side of the road.
Just twerking.
Yeah, she's
and
medium
giggling
hot.
Stupidly while
she's medium
twerking.
Hot. Yeah.
Meanwhile, this guy.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, Some things never change, ladies and gentlemen. Some things never change at all.
Dad ass.
Yeah, it's worth a look. Lakeland, Florida, Mike. That is that's pretty far from you, isn't it?
A little north. I think it's around Orlando. I'm not sure. No, I think it might be north of Fort Myers.
Okay.
I know it's the central part of the state.
In Lakeland, they found a girl with outstanding warrants because she decided to stream live on Facebook when she was at Chuck E. Cheese. And the police posted this video.
Crazy criminals are appreciated. Stupid criminals are really appreciated. And we highly recommend that when we're out looking for you, that you immediately post all of your information that you can on Facebook, Instagram, tweet it out, however you want, because that helps us. We know this, that people who commit crime are going to get on Facebook.
There you go. So that's how they got
her.
Do the
crime, get a
yeah,
die.
Yeah, Lakeland is right, probably east of Tampa
Drop
a little bit.
All right.
So yeah, it's yeah, it's the central. It's not as far as Orlando, but it's just outside.
Lots
Lakeland.
Of butter there.
Lakeland comes to mind because they have that picture of those massive alligators that are in Lakeland, and they like this giant, this dinosaur they saw up there. So that's how I know Lakeland.
Two more tapes. This one is just pure unbridled joy. Imagine you're the father of five. They're all girls. And you're having your sixth child, and you find out at the birth, it's a boy. This is some pretty good joy in this tape.
Yeah.
You
wanna
know?
Yeah.
You wanna know? It's a boy.
Oh! Come on.
Whoa.
Oh, my God, I love it. Yeah, baby.
It's a boy, baby.
Oh, my God.
Testosterone.
Oh, my God. The most exciting part about that tape is not only is that guy's life been enriched, that effectively ruined the lives of five young ladies because he'll never look at them again. And bad enough being married to one woman, Conan O'Brien talks about this gentleman in Canada has 27 wives.
Crazy story. It's been revealed that there's a man in Canada who has 27 wives. 27 wives. He said the hardest part is waiting for all 27 to go to bed so I can watch porn.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and thank you so much for selling out our live show in New Orleans, Louisiana. We'll see you the weekend of November 4th, and we're looking forward to it, and continue to spread the word about our show with bonus packages and Amazon. This weekend is a, believe it or not, metric show, a big shopping weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Whether it's any of our sponsors like Sleep Number Beds or Texture or Harry's Razors or Amazon, please support our advertisers because that supports us. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, the professor, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Go Caps.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.